o'clock, there's a couple of Italians come up out of the little draw with the pack horse, and they told us we'd have to move on. And, well, there's a cowboy there from Creek Nation named Bolden. He had a couple of sixes. We never carried no gun. Father never carried no gun. He went out and told us to move on. That man there had a wife and boy and baby, and he fed them all. And they was lying. They wasn't on there first, as far as that concerned. But they left. We never heard tell of them. We come on back down about 9 miles where we live in old Oklahoma, and Father had to go to Enid the next day to get a number to file on. You had to go and lay in line, you know, to get a number to file on your place. And on the road to Enid, he counted 19 dead horses in 31 miles. Mm. He'd been run to death.
Boy.
I don't know whether that's history or not.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It surprised me, or it's not surprising, but it's interesting to me that the people from Kansas would tend to stick together. And the people from Missouri
tried to stick together.
They tried to get their claims, so they had to join, and they'd all be in the same general area.
Well, they finally got together, and a fella had a little money, though. Why, there's so many poor people, they wouldn't associate with them hardly, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then churches. Now, the Baptist people got the first church up in Marshall, and we belong, they call them Carmelites then, you know. And we belong to Carmelites. And we rented that Baptist church to have a revival meeting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we was going along good, but we finally got two or three of the Baptist members, you know, to join it. And they got mad and threw us out, and they had a genuine fight. And they kicked us out of their church. You know, there ain't rivalry between the churches like that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Can't lose members.
Yeah. They rivalry in the churches. But they organized the ladies organized a associated called Willie Workers. And they went to work and they'd make things and they solicited. You see, they had a sawmill there on that little creek called Crow's Nest and 4D. It's the first Crow's Nest and 4D. And they give them the logs and all that first church, all the dimension lumber and everything was sawed, that sawmill sawed it free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two or three fellas went and we had put a double team on the log wagon. We'd cut out a big log and then saw it so long and take a hot iron bore a hole through it to go on the spindle of the wagon, you know, and make a log wagon out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Little log wagon. And that's what they're holding logs on.
Bore your hole with a hot iron.
Yeah, see? Bore a hole through a small hole and then take a hot iron and just rim it out so it'd go on a wagon actually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know my father we had a small team and the fella had a little team mules and they put on them four horses, you know, and mm-hmm. Or they'd get the big bunches, you know, there's somebody on every quarter then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they always managed to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I wanted to ask you about starting. You used your sod plow. What did you do then? Did you have growth? Or was it all grass?
Huh?
Was it all grass?
All grass, yeah. My land is prairie from 57 miles and a half. Mm-hmm. It's all prairie.
How about down around the creeks?
Well, we used that for pasture land.
Uh-huh. Were there, was it just prairie down there too?
Oh yes, prairie up there. Yeah. There wasn't much brush then as it is now. The country's gone to brush so bad since then.
Uh-huh.
Yes. There were lots of prairie chickens then and quail, you know, such as that.
Mm-hmm. The bushes around or?
Well, yeah, but they're not as thick as they are now.
Uh-huh. Were they big or little?
Huh?
Well, big ones, little ones, or?
Well, they're a different size. They had lots of saw logs in, and they finally sawed them all out, you know, most of the log in the early days. And the fire destroyed lots of timber. The fire get out and go 30, 40 miles before it gets stopped, mm-hmm. You know.
And how about the cattle? Did they graze it off, too, when they got bushes and things like that?
Well, we grazed our cattle. Now, us boys, we had a crail, and we'd have to take turns about herding our cattle till we got... We had a mare, and we sold her to a man down in Oklahoma that had some money and bought wire, and we had to go 23 miles to get it, and fence made a pasture.
Mm-hmm.